Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Please check out our Facebook and Instagram at Every Nation NYC and enjoy the message.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Every Nation online service. My name is Shino, one of the pastors here on staff. I want to say thank you for joining us during this Advent season. We're going to continue in our sermon series, Emmanuel, Finding God in Christmas. You know, there's a lot of opportunities out there to get lost in the hustle and bustle of Christmas right now as it approaches. Maybe you got that last minute gift you got to get to. Maybe there's an office party. Maybe there's something you or kids are screaming at you, you know, hey, if we don't get this, it's going to run out. We got to get to this place or that place. And, you know, you can get so caught up in the hustle and bustle and the ways of the world that you forget that Jesus is the reason for the season. And so today, I want to talk about finding God in Christmas through your gift. Now, I know a lot of y'all getting excited out there because some of us are praying, Lord, if you will, give me this gift, give me that gift, show up in this and show up in that. That's not what I'm talking about. What I am talking about is that some of us are in the birthing process. There's some things that God has deposited in us over 2020 and 2021. There's some things that God has spoken that haven't come to fruition just yet. And you're in that birthing stage. And what I want to talk to you today in Luke chapter 1, we'll be in verses 5 through 19, is a familiar story about Zechariah and Elizabeth. And now when I read this, you know, this is the one who prepared the way their son, that gift. Children are a gift from God. This is getting ready to explain some things to us about the ability to know that, man, the gift that I get, I want to share it with the world, but I'm in the birthing process of it. I'm in the birthing stages of something. And so let's get into this right now. Let's go to Luke chapter 1, and we'll start in verse 5. It says this, in the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in sight and God eyes and observing the Lord's commands and regulations blamelessly, but they had no children because Elizabeth was barren and they were both well along in years. Verse 8, when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot according to the custom of the priesthood to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time of the burning of incense came, all assembled worshipers were outside praying. The angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a son and give you him the name John. He will be a joy and delight to many to rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or ferment drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth. Many of the people of Israel bring back to the Lord their God, and he will go before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom and the righteousness, make ready for the people for the Lord. Zechariah asked the angel, how can I be sure of this? I am old and my wife is well along in years. The angel answered, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God and have been sent to speak to you and tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not be able to speak until the days this happens because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their proper time. Here it is, Zechariah and Elizabeth. Zechariah, meaning Yahweh remembers, and Elizabeth, meaning God is my oath. They came from great stock. You know, these men and women of God came from a generation of men and women of God. And it's an honor and a privilege to have this. But you know what? They were barren. And barren is a sign of maybe God's displeasure. But it said that they walked uprightly, that they were faithful with God. They were in right standing with God. And that's very important to understand that when you're birthing something, when God is getting ready to do something through you, not to quit, not to give up, not to turn to the left or to the right or look back, but just keep being that man or woman of God that you're called to be. My first point is to be faithful. Continue to be faithful. When you're not getting what you want, when you believe God for something, maybe God spoke to you something in 2020 or maybe in 2021 and it's not come to pass yet. And we're coming into 2022 and man, this thing is rumbling around in me and I want to bring it into fruition. You know, man, I have to continue to be faithful, just like Zechariah and just like Elizabeth. And what I mean by being faithful is this: when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Matthew 6:33, it says everything else will be added. You know, they were desiring over the years to have a child and they couldn't. How frustrating would that be, not being able to pass down to the next generation? But you know what? God has a plan. And when things look dark and things look bleak, just keep being faithful. Keep being upright with God. It says this in Galatians 6:9, do not grow weary in well-doing. Don't grow weary, because at the proper time, you're going to reap a harvest. You know, some of us are coming into that season, but we have to continue to fight the good fight of faith and not grow weary. We're talking about finding God through our gifts this holiday season. You know, children are a gift from God. You may not be birthing a child, but maybe you got something, an idea. Maybe you have something that God has spoken to you that is trying to be birthed. Man, that's a gift that God wants to share with the world. But man, you have to continue to be faithful. And so here it is, the opportunity presents itself. This is something that is significant for Zechariah to be able to go into the Holy of Holies and to light these candles and to minister to the Lord. And you know, this is something significant because a lot of people wanted to do this and the lot fell on him. And as he's in there doing this, you know, they put a bell on these men before they go in, because if you do anything wrong, if you light the wrong candle, you step the wrong way, you sneeze, you do something, there's a possibility that you can be struck. And so they put these bells on these men. So, man, as all the people are out there worshiping and praying, they're praying like, oh, God, help him not to make a mistake, because if he makes a mistake, he'll be struck. And so he's in there and all of a sudden this angel appears. Could you imagine an angel appearing? Man, it said it startled him. He was afraid, and the angel begins to deliver him this message about how he and Elizabeth are going to birth a child and how they're going to use that. God's going to use this child to prepare the way for the one to come. And man, you know, all of this stuff that he says this. How do I know that this is real? Man, this is an angel of the Lord standing in front of you speaking. And when you're in the midst of birthing something, man, you can't doubt. You have to have faith. You have to believe. And God closes his mouth. You know, he walks out and people are looking at him because he's been there getting a little nervous. He comes out and they realize, man, he's seen a vision. He's seen a vision. But he can't speak because the angel closed his mouth. He said, not until it's time for the child to be born will you speak again. You can't doubt. Doubt closes down the miracle. Doubt shuts down the breakthrough. Doubt shuts down some things. And you know, the good thing is that God is faithful. When God delivers a word or decrees a word, it's going to happen. He's a God that he cannot lie. This child was still going to be born. And you know what? Elizabeth is now in conception. She has this baby carrying inside of her. Remember, we're talking about finding God this Christmas through your gift. See, they knew God. They knew when to stand up and sit down. They were good church people. They knew how to go through the motions. Many of us go through the motions during the holidays. You know, we go sing Christmas carols. You know, we set up a tree maybe. Maybe we put up some lights and we go through the perfunctory of Christmas. You know, we'll have the eggnog and we'll go do all these things, but still not have that encounter. We'll go buy the best gifts. We'll go have this, that, and the other, but still not know God. And what I'm saying to you today is through Christmas, through God, let's try to find God through that gift that God has put inside of you to be birthed, to share with the world, to be shared with the world. When you're birthing a gift, you have to guard it, because in that birthing process, there'll be people and circumstances and situations that will try to come along and steal it. But you know what? Thank God that God had a woman that he was preparing also by the name of Mary. And Mary gets a vision, or excuse me, an angel visits her and begins to encourage her and tells her that she too will conceive a child and it will too be supernatural. And she too has instructions, and she comes and visits her her a cousin, Elizabeth. And as they connect, it says that as soon as Mary came and the child heard her voice, it said that the baby leapt in her womb. The baby leapt in her womb. Remember, we're talking about guard the gift. The first thing we got to do when we guard the gift, the Bible says this in 2 Timothy 1:14, guard the good deposit that was entrusted in you. Guard it with the Holy Spirit, not just the Holy Spirit, but guard it with godly people. And what I mean by that is when you have a gift that you're getting ready to birth, when you have a gift that is getting ready to be conceived, you have to be careful who you bring in on it. Because there are people that will try to make you think that you can't birth what God has put inside of you to birth, what it is God has put inside of you to give this gift. Some of y'all are sitting on creative ideas that could change the world. Some of y'all are sitting on job opportunities. These gifts, these things, these talents, these treasures, these things that God has deposited in you, you have to be careful and you got to guard it. You have to guard your mind when you're carrying this gift because there's a battlefield in the mind. The Bible says this in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind, a mind of Christ. You have to guard your mind. You got to meditate. You got to go back and say, man, this is what the Lord said. This is what the Lord has spoken. You know, this child that Elizabeth had in her womb, you know, had been still for a while. She hadn't felt any movement for a while. And man, all of a sudden, here comes Mary. And bam, the baby leaps. You know what? There's something about somebody coming in and reminding you, hey, remember when you said you were going to do this? Remember when you said you were going to do that? Oh, yeah, that gift, that thing that I was supposed to bring out, that thing I was supposed to share with the world. Man, don't forget. Bring that person in. Have people speak life over you. Speak the blessing of God over you, the promise of God, how the Holy Spirit bring things to remembrance through that man or through that woman or even through a child. Bring the right people in. You got to guard your heart because with the heart, one believes. You know, the enemy's always after our heart. Man, if I can just take their heart, if I can just take their hope, then, man, I got them. But, man, thank God for people that will come into your life at the right time to say you can and you will. And that was Mary to Elizabeth. Man, she began to sing songs of praise. They began to encourage one another. Man, could you imagine how they were feeling, her carrying the Messiah, her carrying John the Baptist? Man, these two coming together singing joy. Man, that's a gift that is getting ready to be given to the world. You have that gift in you as well. And please allow another person to come alongside to encourage you to birth this gift and bring it out. Because see, God wants you to see through this gift, find him. I'm real through this gift as you birthed it. You know, the moment of truth comes and now it's time for Elizabeth to conceive, for her to have this child. But if you do remember, there's a significance about a child being born and it being a son, because you want to always name the son after the father. That was Jewish tradition. The firstborn needs to be named after the father. And here's Zechariah at this moment, verses 57, it says this. It says this, when it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy and they shared in her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child and they were going to name after his father, Zechariah. But the mother spoke up and said, no, no, no. He is to be called John. Then they said to her, there is no one among your relatives who has that name. Then they made signs to the father to find out what he would like the name of the child to be. He asked for a tablet. He wrote on it. And as soon as he put the name John, his tongue was loose and he was able to speak again. See, obedience is always better than sacrifice. John obeyed the word of the Lord. He may have missed it the first time, but the second time he got it right. Maybe that time you tried to birth it the first time and it didn't work. But you know, I'm telling you, God is a God of second and third chances for you to get this gift out to the world. See, John the Baptist was getting ready to be a gift to the world. He was going to be the one that was going to prepare the way for Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And so now this gift is getting ready to be distributed. Zechariah obeyed the Lord. And it's so important to obey God. And what I love about this setting is that these people were not the religious elite. This gift that was being brought out was brought out to people that were lowly, the country folk, the hillside people. These people were the lowly ones. God showed himself and began to reveal himself to those that were down and out, foreshadowing what was to come. Jesus, John the Baptist, they were going to go through the lowly. They were going to go to the down and out. They were going to go to the people that nobody wanted. See, that's what the gift is for. The gift is for the people who are hopeless, the people that have no faith, the people that need to know about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what our gifts are for. So whatever you're birthing right now, do it unto the Lord. The Bible says this in Acts 20, verse 35. It's better to give than it is better to receive. So maybe some of y'all out there, man, I can't wait to get this gift. I can't wait to take this in. But man, God has something. He wants to flip the script, if you will, and give that gift through you to others to be a blessing to the world. To be a blessing to the world. John the Baptist was a blessing to the world, coming in the spirit and the might of Elijah, getting ready to prepare the way for the Messiah. Man, go all the way back. They were barren, destitute. But man, I promise you this, through this process, they found God. Through this process, it was no longer just, hey, a religious thing, a religious act. No, through this process and through this miracle of the birthing of this gift, they now know God. And that's the question I have for you this holiday season. It's more than just singing carols. It's more than just going and lighting candles. It's more than putting out decorations. You know, it's, do you know him? Do you know the God that we are getting ready to celebrate by the name of Jesus? This is the gift. This is the gift. This gift is a gift that you don't want to return. This is a gift that you don't want to re-gift, if you will. You don't want to do that. You want to take this gift and receive it, but also you want to take this gift and freely give it away. Do you know him? Through the gifts that you get and the things that you're birthing, man, you can tell people about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, I hope you crush it this year, and I hope some great things happen this year. But as this gift is being given, I pray that it's a gift that you're able to share with the world, just like John the Baptist is a gift, and they were able to take this. Think about that. They've been waiting all their life for a child, and now they got to offer this child up to the Lord and say, God, let this child be raised in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, and let him go be and do what you're calling him to be and do. This gift that's inside of you, this gift that's inside of me, these talents, these treasures, man, let's not hoard them. Let's take these gifts and ideas and be a blessing to the people this holiday season. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for all that you've done and all that you continue to do for us, with us, and through us. And yes, you are Emmanuel, God that is with us, that we're not alone, that you are alive and well, hovering and brooding over us, in us, and around us by your Holy Spirit. And Lord, as we prepare for the celebration of your birthday, Jesus, we want to remember that you didn't just come to this earth to play games, but you came to this earth to destroy the works of the devil. Oh God, we thank you, Father, for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we know that every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of heavenly light. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, today, that men and women would receive this gift. They would receive it. And it would make you, Jesus, Lord and Savior of their life. And so God, bless us this holiday season. And may we find you during this Christmas season. In Jesus' name, amen. If you could, go to our number on the screen, and maybe you're prayed a prayer today, a prayer of faith. Maybe you're saying, man, I want to know this God that you're talking about, Sheena. I've, you know, gone to church. I've gone through the motions. I've gone here, gone there, but I've never known him. Well, if you want, you can text new to the screen there, and somebody will reach out to you, or you can text Jesus, hallelujah, to the screen, and somebody will reach out to you. But thank you for joining us today. Please check us out on our social media platforms, and we'd love to get to meet you. Be blessed today in Jesus' name. Have a good day.
You've been listening to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. If you enjoyed our message, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps others hear the message of Jesus, and we really appreciate it. If you have yet to spend time with us in person, we would love to welcome you to one of our services. Visit everynationnyc.org to find all the info you need to attend a service. We will see you there.